We are back yet again. Another episode. Views from Millennial Podcast. Most of the squad is here. I got Shelly here, Devin here, Kenzie here. How everybody doing?
Good.
We great.
Cool.
Hi.
Before we get anything further, make sure you like, leave a comment, share. Comment what device you're using this on. You're listening to this to. Is it a phone? Is it an Android, iPhone? Is it a tablet? Is it a computer? Is it anything else? Just that for some feedback. But how everybody doing?
Good.
Really?
Tired.
Devin, you took your barber test?
No, I don't take that till Thursday. So all I'm doing right now is just studying, for real.
Yeah, some extra time.
Sure, so.
How was y'all's Memorial Day?
I was chilling, for real.
I had to work.
Obviously. How you doing?
It was nothing special. I mean, I ain't get no good cooking like everybody been posting, but you know, it was all
right. Shoot, speaking of cooking, shout out to Cookout finally in our area. Went there. It's the line is long, but see, when I went up to Auburn to get it, the drive, of course, is a minute, but also it takes a minute for them to actually make the food, which is good and bad. But once you get up to the window here, it's smooth, so it's a lot quicker. So I think it's kind of evens itself out, but food's still good. But I just got a chance to rest, for real.
I need one of them milkshakes.
Never try a Cookout. Never had it.
Tell you, man, it's fire.
Let the hype die down. Let it simmer down. But
hey,
after that,
it's been a couple days. I don't think they're gonna.
It's gonna be a good little meal.
It's gonna be at least a month.
Shit.
Hey, you have until 1 a.m. to get there.
1 a.m. By the way, everybody talking about it. 1 a.m. That line still gonna be long.
12:59 line still packed, bro. I feel like, yo, I'm ready to go home, bro.
They gotta put a sign in front of the thing and say we out of food,
bro. They should be getting at least a food truck every day. How much food they been selling?
But again, 12:40, and back 12:59, line still like it still coming. Like, hey man, y'all sorry don't go ahead and serve me. Y'all already closed, man. She's like, dog, I want to go home. It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Like this line wrap around the building and some, but like, probably a good 30-40 cars, if that.
It's in a bad space too.
I said to myself, that is a bad spot to be a Cookout, to be honest. I understand the north side somewhere, but right in front of the mall.
Cause I think some people be trying to get around the cars to leave the mall, and they just be stuck in the little drive-through line.
They pretty much blocked out a whole exit for us, because now you can enter and exit, but like there's so many cars there, can't do nothing.
Yeah, so it's like, man, that's crazy. Like, y'all put it, I don't know who thought that idea, but you can at least put it inside the mall or something like that. Like, they put it right on the outside.
I think they did because, again, so they could stay open later. But that's the case, like you said, just put it up north by the strip.
But wait till the fall hit, when all the college students come back. They definitely going to make it back.
I don't think they intended it to be this packed for this long. I mean, maybe they were just like, okay, like, it's going to be maybe first, second day.
No, I figured it was going to be jumping like for a couple weeks. I remember back when, like, Facebook used to have ads like, yo, you got to go to Cookout if you never heard of it or never been to it. And it was jumping even back then, way before we had it.
I like brown meat.
Enough of the Cookout talk. So how was it for, like, Memorial Day? Was it, like, y'all busy? Was it packed?
It was slow.
Yeah. I think because it's a mix of businesses being slow. And I think now people just want to enjoy these. Like, they don't want to go shopping. No. Like, I'm pretty sure people do, but they just want to enjoy their families and want to.
Yeah.
It is too damn hot, too.
Amen to that.
Bro, like, I promise you, like, last year, it was not this hot last year, was it?
Yes, it was.
Are you serious?
That's when our AC broke here.
Shit, bro.
So we had me, you, Ayan left. We over here had to have the doors open. Oh, that was terrible.
Dog.
We were sweating bullets up in here.
Still not bad when we had that paint smell.
That what?
The paint smell.
Were you here?
I don't think so.
Maybe you were. It was when Tuesday morning first opened. Oh, shit. But basically, I guess like from the vents, the paint that way they were painting were coming into us and to store next
to us. I do remember that.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't that it was just lingering in there. It did a little bit. But as soon as you enter the store, you get hit with a good little whiff of paint. And, like, the fumes. People going, ooh, y'all just got done painting?
Yes, like, yes,
nah,
we did.
Nah, it's next door.
I always tell them, yeah, we did.
Like, it was strong, too. Man, I had headaches. Like,
That joint was bad. But before we get too further, we got to go ahead and do our We See You Award Spotlight. This week, and this can actually go into our next topic, then we'll close, but this week's spotlight goes to Elijah Hicks. Devin Shelley, y'all don't know him. Kinsley, we went to school with him.
Yeah.
The cool thing about Eli, I've known Eli since probably before high school. We had a quick conversation at summer basketball camp, or no, summer league. And even from there, you just kind of tell the dude was always just real cool and real genuine. But what he's doing and, like, just the mold of what we got going on, he took a passion of his, which is fashion, finding dope stuff and putting it together. He turned it into a business. Like, what he's doing, and it's a skill, which is crazy to me, is where he'll go into, like, thrift stores, and he will find, you know, a little jersey here, maybe a dope shirt here, clean them up, fresh them up. He'll do that with kicks, too, and then resell them. And see, you think, like, oh, that's dope, I'm gonna start doing that. But see, the thing about Eli is that Eli has an eye for it. To where, if you go onto his page, and I'm gonna give the page in a second, I'm gonna leave in the link as well to his Instagram where he do most of the his posting. If you didn't know that, you would think most of the stuff he just had, or a lot of stuff look brand new, like a lot of stuff like it, that couldn't have been in a Goodwill, that could have been in the thrift store. It's just, again, he got that eye for it. Kenzie, what you gotta add? Because again, you know about this too.
Yeah, Eli always had a thing for fashion. I've been on Eli even for high school. We always talk about clothes and shoes and different stuff. I actually bought a shirt for him before, and he has a lot of dope stuff on his page.
Most definitely. And even before like that. And see, the thing is about when you're going into being independent or you're trying to do something for your own, you're going to, I'm not going to say, yeah, you're going to fail, but there's going to be times where you got to try and do it from a different angle. Like, I remember when we got out of high school, Eli and a couple of our friends, they came out with a brand, Modern Day Vintage. And that's the name of his Instagram page. But the idea for it was such original and so dope that honestly, like, I'm going to talk to him, give him, make sure this is okay. And then I'm going to see if he's going to do it again, which I hope he does. Because honestly, that was so great. You pretty much tied modern day stuff, but maybe like with vintage themes. And you'll just, so maybe it's a dad hat, but it got like some 90s pattern on it or stuff like that. So again, salute to you, Eli. Keep doing your thing, bro. That was up. But moving forward, keeping it into the kind of a look back, y'all been seeing how they've been doing, what's it called?
How old
I am. Yeah. It'll pretty much be a post, and it'll be like an old commercial and be like, I'm this old. What's up? What's the one that really took y'all back?
Dang, that's really been a good. That's been good.
Y'all seen that one with the little paintbrush thing, how they made a bullet out of different colors? It was like a little squiggly line where you can use it from the side or the
middle. I remember that.
That took me back. That brought back a memory I haven't seen in a long time.
Remember the markers where you color, and then there's one where you can take the color on away? I think, what are they
called? Like magic marker. It's like you would like color something, and then it had like either like an erasable side or it had it where you could like transition the color.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
If you see the cameras, you remember.
It's like, it's the crayons that had marker erasers on it, and then the twist or whatever they were called.
Yeah, I don't remember.
There was one like that, but then there's one that you don't, like, it's not a twist, like, it's just the actual marker itself.
Oh, shit.
But, yeah, that's when I was trying to talk to you about yesterday.
But I know what y'all talking about, but that's something, like, y'all remember the markers that you kind of, like, blew on, and it was, like, it's kind of like a spray paint.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, John. Yeah, you could blow on it and literally in the spring. I'm like, that's insane. Nobody that's bought dope. It, but...
Yeah, because back in the day, like, yo, no, my child's not huffing, fuming, like... But the one thing back, y'all remember that Campbell's commercial? Not Campbell's, the Chef Boyardee commercial?
Candace Rowland?
Yeah, the girl wants the can, like, no, you had that every day this week. Rather than say, fought that, jogged off, and just fought it home.
First off, in my situation, they wouldn't have been nowhere near like that, because they were like... Didn't I tell your ass not to get this shit?
Listen. That's what y'all too like, what you want for dinner? Okay, so the whole store conversation you just had that just went out the window. Like, oh, you got Campbell's? Cool. But here's my thing is, now I ain't trying, but listen, that was me, black kid, and the can still having to roll out. Sir, what you doing with that can right there? Listen, I didn't know it was behind me. They don't put screen to me now. I done got locked up because of some soup, man.
Like, speaking of food, you remember, like, how hard, like, kids' cuisines were? Those were, like, the best things ever.
Even though I never can get the nuggets right, no matter what, the rest of them was good. The nuggets with me, either one of them was too cold, or one of them was burnt. I mean.
Nah, it was either, like, top part, the bottom part be hot, but the top part be cold. I'm like, wait a minute, this don't make no sense. Like,
the best part was, like, the dessert, like the pudding with, like, little sprinkles in it.
That pudding was something serious, fire. Though. I was smacked with them little kids over that stuff. Like,
Man. Y'all remember, I don't think I even see it no more. Y'all remember the, what is it? The tape gum, like the Hubba Bubba.
The
tape.
Yeah, I remember that junk. I think they still sell that in stores and stuff.
I feel like they do, but I just haven't seen them in a minute.
Like, I don't pay attention.
You gotta go to one of them awkward convenience stores, like the Indian people be. You gotta go up and they're like, oh, y'all still got these? What?
You say half of the thing and just put them in my mouth, like,
I was all that. I was that weird one. Instead of being like everybody would take a piece, I just bite the whole thing so nobody else get it.
You one of them people.
I couldn't wait for it to be almost done. So it'd be a little bit left, but still thick. And you throw it in my mouth like, yeah. Full types of flavor, but nah, that's just so much sugar, man.
I bite straight down the middle. So nobody.
You're a social.
Everybody open the thing. They're like, man, why you do this? Hey, I ain't gonna lie. That was the first time that grape was my favorite flavor, dog. Because that grape hit different, dog. I don't know what was it. That grape flavor hit different.
That green apple was crazy, though. And when they started bringing the sour ones in, too.
Yeah. I think I stopped eating them after that. When they started bringing sour kind, I just stopped eating them after that.
That's almost fire.
Man, so I remember, like, whenever you're, like, in, like, kindergarten and you had, like, those, the shapes of different colors. Oh, it was like the yellow hexagon, and it was like,
bro, listen,
you would make shapes with it and make
real
designs.
Deal. Folks, I didn't say you got the hen because it was a club. It was like a white school, but I remember folks used to real deal rush to get done with their work, even if they like did worse. Because when you get done, of course, you get to play.
Mm-hmm.
Well, rush over there, get all the hexagons you could. It was just the dopest piece.
Yeah, that. The little colorful bears, I guess you would use, like, to count with.
Heck, boy, yeah. Throw them back. See, you don't know about this because you got technology. All you remember is computers and shit. Like, no, we had toys to play with.
All you remember is computers, kids. That's why he's sitting there. That way he's in there quiet.
Right, quiet.
I gotta say one kid.
Exactly. Like, what you know about having a Chinese checkerboard, don't know what to do with it, but you said, fuck it, I'm gonna make it work. Exactly.
Never seen one.
See, come on, man.
It's like some other ones. You remember, like, Light Bright? The little pins you would stick in the black thing to make a design?
Yeah, bro, you just bring me back with it, man.
Like that. What's little things? Shit. Like, there was, like, it's kind of like with art, and it had, like, the underlying piece of it. And either you have, like, the kind where you had the marker and it would show the pattern underneath it. Or you could do the scratch.
I know what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about. I can't think of what it's called. But I know exactly what you're talking about. I got one. Y'all remember? So you probably remember. I think this is more so for girls. But it was pretty much you put it on your ankle. And you pretty much, it's a little line, little string or whatnot to the ball.
And you gotta, like, skip rope coming.
I remember that. I thought that was dangerous because gonna be that one uncoordinated kid is gonna trip himself up and hit his head. Like,
no, this is how stupid we was in elementary school. One person would do it, right? And then me or somebody else dumbass would just be on the side hopping with him. Could completely trip, hurt him or something, it don't matter.
No, you don't thought it was the dumbest thing they made back then. You remember them trampoline shoes they tried to make?
The moonwalk
shoes? Yeah, moon shoes. I was
dumbest
one of them
thing ever, because I was like, you ain't jumping nowhere. You can jump higher than that.
You feel like you're doing for shit. You're not even leaving the ground for real.
You're not. I'm like, you over here, woo! I'm like,
but listen, the commercial made it feel like you had off. Like, yo, you put these on, you dunking. No matter how old you are.
But you look at it, you be like, they're not jumping for real. So they do a little flips and stuff, like, oh!
Like, you that cool. One thing, though, that I feel like it's, like, vintage, but at the same time, you could also get them. Heelys.
Oh, I'll just say, you remember Heelys, bro? Like,
bruh. I had the bootlegger Heelys.
How you get a bullet at Heelys?
Walmart. Okay, no, for those that remember, Heelys, at the heel in the middle of the shoe, you had that one little wheel. I don't know where my parents got this Heely from, but it's a Heely. It's like connected on each side at the end. So I had two wheels on the outside of the back.
You had straight up like rollerblades.
Yeah. Right, low key.
Like quads.
I had rollerblades.
Your parents got in there. Fuck that shit. Yeah. Rollerblades for any shoes you want.
You know how fun it is to walk in those shit? Like without sliding and shit? Like.
I ain't gonna lie, when I got Heelys, I thought I was this shit. You could tell me that. They tell me, start rolling around the store. Man, fuck that shit. I roll what I want. Oh, all right, I'm going to leave. Start rolling out. You leaving and stuff and leave.
Yo, what you remember growing up, Kenneth, since you just quiet, man?
Y'all phone one.
Exactly. iPhone, internet, Twitter.
MySpace. Well, nah, nah. I'm like,
Twitter.
Nah, you.
MySpace was around, but I wasn't old enough to be on there. Maybe okay, I was like, maybe I was like 5, 6, 7.
Yeah, he'll know about that MySpace.
Oh, what was it? A Club Penguin?
Yeah, I remember Club Penguin.
I remember Club Penguin never was on it though.
I tried to get on it. I was like, you ain't gonna lie, this stuff about lame. Like, I was like,
there's been a few posts that's not necessarily like I'm like this old, but it's kind of like the whole, you know, the SpongeBob meme where it has like the uppercase, lowercase letters, and it's like I'm that old. Whenever the actual internet, you had to install a disk for it.
Do you know what a floppy disk is?
Yeah, I know what a floppy disk is.
What is it?
I don't know the actual definition, but I heard of it.
Okay. No, what?
I don't know the actual definition of it, but I heard of it.
Oh, acquisition. I was like,
have you ever heard one?
That's pretty much was the memory card.
What is
it? Man, had your kids like, here, this is what we used to store stuff on. The fuck is it? Like, so it can hold like so many terabytes, right? Nah, bro, kilobytes. That was cold. Like, for real? Like,
didn't have shit.
You know you mean? You remember computers made that loud theme song and stuff you turn on and stuff? Like, yeah.
Nah, I had to go through none of that.
Whenever Windows actually looked like a flag and it wasn't just like a straight box.
Like the background was the actual like green grass and the blue sky.
Background opened a straight blue when you opened up.
And then your screensaver was the one, either it was like the stars coming at you or if it was that little like triangle looking thing flopping everywhere.
I don't remember none of this.
I'm going to give you one. Like, you remember back when you had the DVD player and that shit would be like, you'll have it so much that it'll go into the little screen saving mode. DVD player be going left and right on the wall. Yeah. Bouncing. Oh, yeah. You know that one. Like, you know technology.
Y'all ever on road trips, y'all had to use a little DVD player? The little portable one?
Yeah.
I thought I say the one is built into the car. I said, oh no, we want that luxurious enough.
That's the furthest bank you can go. Can't go back no further.
I have to think of it. I seen some, but I can't remember it off the top of my head.
You don't know the struggle of having record music on your phone and put the speakers
Listen. Hey, you don't know when you try to download a ringtone. You got to tell everybody to shut up. But you young, so you can't tell nobody to shut up. You just got to hold it quiet and hit record. Stay quiet.
Nah, I remember that.
Come on, man.
Yeah, throwback. So I mean, you like, man, you messed me up.
good time. But kind of going from past to future, Kamisha, we were talking about this earlier. Because I was over at my grandma's house over Memorial Day. And we just talking about, like, you know, all stuff about how she grew up. You know, she was on a farm, picking berries, you know, being careful for snakes and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting here like, dang, what do we tell our kids, like, them stories? Like, yo, I was on Facebook, man. Facebook.
I was on Twitter.
Right, like, what? Yeah, I remember there was a beef on Twitter, but and I was like, yo, I was bold. I retweeted that shit. They're like, ooh, I'll start. Like, come on. What stories do we tell our kids? Like, what stories do you tell your kids, Kinsley, about, like, kind of like character building moments. Yeah, that's about all I heard. Yeah.
I was gonna say that's kind of deep. I gotta think about that one.
What's that?
I was gonna say, hey, that Soulja Boy Bow Wow beef was a prime example of what you don't do, kids, because that was these two are beefing on YouTube, not like anything else, they sending
Devin, the gangsters behind them. Yeah. What they finna do for them, bro? Like,
they on YouTube. They ain't sending it to each other nothing. They just on there. If you see it, you see it. If you don't, you don't. I'm talking about goons in the background talking to the camera. Bro.
Yo, greatest beef of all time, man. Don't debate me that shit.
I'm going to tell my kids, don't be like them.
And here's the thing, what people forget, too. That shit was a series. Like, they low-key, like, have been, like, you was waiting for the next hit to upload. Bow, social, but like, man, that Lambo fake, bro. You probably got that shit with credit, bro. That ain't yo. That's a rental, probably. Next video, Bow Wow, like, nah, man, I'm going to show you right here. This is my black car. I ain't finna show you none because people out here crazy. He's the D to the car. Broke nigga, like, what you talking about? Got it, bro. You got the old school Lambo. I got the new one, bitch. Next video. Man, I got the blue and your Lambo. Fuck you talking about?
Never mind. It's all on YouTube, dog. All
on YouTube. Y'all can look at it right now. Go back. Have a blast from the past, man. Bro, good time. But from... Oh, Shelly, what would you tell your kids?
Again, I have like a message, I guess, to say, or like a lesson.
Yeah, like something that you went through that was like character building moments.
Patience. Because I remember when it took a good 20 minutes to load the goddamn internet. And even then, it would take another 5 minutes to load the web page. So.
Ooh, the mess around. You had bad internet. That just froze. And then you done been, you walk off, you go get some food, come back.
Hey, listen. Don't let you just load into a little computer game. Then shut down. Like, the little beige bar at the top, too. Ooh, that used to be the worst.
Oh, my God.
So, again, patience. So, we had to go through it. Your bitch ass can wait for something alone. But then, like...
Exactly.
They're going to have everything instant, though. You think about, like, two...
They're going
to
be mad. It's 2.3 seconds.
Yeah, really. Like, that Futurama episode is going to be real deal. It's like, yo, I ordered something. 4 seconds. Like, yo, they said it's going to be, like, two. Man, you know they be slow. Like, what? Dog, what? Days. We had to wait for it. And you had to hope that it went to your house. Because, you know, certain packages back in the day, hey, if you're not there, nobody's there to claim it. Guess what? Back at the UPS, though.
Yeah, facts. Another thing, it's like whenever teachers used to be like, you ain't always gonna have a calculator in your pocket.
Jeez.
Boom.
Cell phone on.
But
the
still,
deck,
but still, the lesson was we had to learn.
Yeah, we had.
Not everything is gonna be handed to you,
bro. We didn't have graphing calculators.
That shit. I ain't gonna lie. When I was in high school, I told you that was my first time using one. So I mean, like,
I think I had one like no sophomore year when it went. Listen, you can see my mind being blown. When my teacher said, you can put the whole equation out, and that thing give you the right answer. I was like, shut up, because I had to cheat and go online. You tell me a calculator do it, and it's allowed? Never touch the math again.
Speaking of which, the answer. Y'all remember Cha-Cha? What's it called? Yeah, Cha-Cha.
Cha-Cha?
You would, like, you would ask a question, and it would answer it for you? Like, ask Cha-Cha or something like that?
No, I would use Quizlet.
That's what I used to use.
No, it wasn't like, again, just like stuff like that. But it was like way back then. You could ask it really anything, and it would give you an answer back.
Oh! I think I was talking, it was like Ask a Toy, wasn't it?
It wasn't a toy. It was like a website, and it would be like Ask Cha-Cha or something like that.
I think I know what you're talking about, too, but no, I ain't used that one that much.
I never used it, but god dang, like some of the...
Going back, though, before Google, Kenzie, do you remember this? When it was an ask.com? Like, literally, it was just asking you to put a question in. Yeah. That was Google before Google.
I heard of ask.com, but I never used it.
You made me feel, like, ancient. Dog, yeah, you put whatever you wanted to ask, and it'll just get... What happened to that?
Google came along. Who goes to ask?
Yeah, but, like, go to is ask. It still available? Yo, you remember when Bing thought this was going
to check out Google? Yeah, like, come on now.
Yo, some Bing thought this.
Bing to go to Google. It's like, hold on, go to Google. I'm putting Google real quick in Bing. Like,
Bing thought the shit wouldn't have five wallpapers and whatnot. Bruh, it's not answering my question. Google, bro.
People literally go to Bing. Hold on. I mean, to go to Google. Type in Google on Bing. Go straight to Google. There we go.
Yo, that used to be a whole debate, too. What's we call it? What's website do you use? Internet Explorer, Bing, or Google?
I thought the only one they tried to use Firefox at one point.
You was one of them crazy niggas.
I try to be different. Man, let me use Firefox, man. Let me use something
slow
different.
Slow as shit. They look ugly too.
Nah, Internet Explorer is the slowest thing.
Yeah, Internet Explorer was the slowest. Though. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna lie to you.
It ain't bad enough for real. But
I'll just use Google Chrome.
Yeah.
like, not like kind of going off of that, you know how like you make an email and it was like, you know, you have like a Gmail, Yahoo, Ymail. Mm-hmm. When people tell you, oh yeah, so and so at bellsouth.com.
Yo, I'll be like, bro, how old is you? 102? Like,
yeah, I'll be hearing these different emails. I'm like, what is this? Like, how? I'm like, something at
MSN.net.
Yeah,
like,
what is it?
They got a .net.
Like, yeah, I'm like, if people still use .net, do they even still work at some point? Like,
you're missing so many bills, bro. Your email. Yo, like, I set up for the email account, but it's not pulling up. What's your email? Be georgelucas@bellsouth.net. I see a problem. What's the problem? You got .net and not Gmail. Go to Google. Go to up top right where it says Gmail. Create you an account. You'll get everything. I guarantee you.
Boy.
Yeah, I'm like, if you get out the past, man, I don't. I understand. Like, for example, who still use AOL.com? Like,
my mom still do. Like, she do. She up there though. Like, but she's like, she stuck with it because she's been using it for years. I'm like, mom, I don't even think like. You know,
hey, are they still that little running man that's stuck in that position?
I'd be like, cause sometimes she need help, like trying to copy something off an email, and I'd be like, all right, what's the email? Like she said, what's got AOL.com? Like, I still exist, like they shut that shit down already.
They got some business going on. Like,
she got a Gmail account too. Never use it.
Why did you use it? I got AOL right here. Like,
okay.
It's gonna be a long day for me when they shut down AOL. And I gotta check everything over. Like,
oh, Trent, that's gonna be a long day. Hey, baby, how you work these? They shut down AOL.
What? That's gonna be crazy. We done with going back to the past.
I feel like we could go on forever, but yeah.
Yeah, we can. Some new generation okay. stuff.
Some new generation.
Could be into.
Right, stick it with the beast. We're gonna do the quick drama. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Funny enough, we got new Terminator. That's why I say it.
You got new Terminator?
Yeah, new Terminator coming out. Which I think the incident I'm about to say might have been planned. But I don't know. But he's at a charity event. And he's on Snapchat. You know, he's kind of like interacting with his fans and whatnot. All of a sudden, you'll see from the back a dude sprint to this man. Drop kick him. He eats it. Like, Arnold just eats it. Like, it ain't nothing. Like he kind of look like when he kind of, like, someone stumbles over themselves a little bit, kind of catches themselves. That's what Arnold did. Now, keep in mind, a full sprint into a drop kick.
Nah, keep this in mind. How angry are you to drop kick somebody?
Out of all people, though.
He did full sprint jumps.
Here, listen. It's cool if, like, you put a foot, like, you kick him. You know how mad you gotta be to leave your whole body from the ground and just kick him like.
You don't care what's on the floor. You don't care about your body. You're just like, I'm gonna drop kick this man.
Listen, I'm putting everything into this kick right here.
Usually people run up, you know, punch, slap. It was a guy who tried to shoot a man. Nah,
nigga.
I'm that nigga.
You
that
think you're both
kick.
Of these size 10 and a half in your back.
And then he ain't do much. He still got tackled by security while on the ground, looking bad. I'm like, now you look a whole dumbass out here.
And Arnold like, yo, you good, man? Like,
he watching
I thought
WWE.
Arnold was gonna turn around and hit. Look, I thought he about to say, watch out, security. You need help, man. Like, he trying to pick him
yo,
up.
It's like with WWE, like, people talk about that's fake. Man, that's a drop kick, bro. You can't pat, like, listen. You, let somebody drop kick you, you tell me how you kind of finesse that.
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna never let nobody drop kick me. Freak. I feel like they hurt.
Yeah, what would that do? What if you just got drop kicked? Like, dude just ran out of nowhere just drop kicked.
I feel like I'm a smaller body person. That's gonna hurt, and I'm gonna fly.
Right. What are you doing afterwards?
I'm gonna look up like, this man really drop kicked me.
At that point.
I gotta run fade.
No, listen. Not just run the fade. Whenever I see you, it's WWE. Whatever move I know from wrestling, I'm doing on you for real. You getting spear, you getting clothesline, suplex city, all that.
Now, I think a spear is always a backfire because I ain't gonna solve that one smart guy. You know, you spear him. All I could do is hold your head down and your head hit concrete too. So now you like a whole dumbass.
Now you just sitting there with a concussion. Like,
he hit me, you knocked me. What happened? He tackled me. I knocked him out.
Like, stupid nigga just put his head by my arm. What think I'm gonna do? Yoink, headlock. Boom, he got concussion.
Exactly. Now you getting choked down on the ground. Like,
Uncle.
Like, dang, yeah. How old is Arnold?
That man.
He out there, but now. I mean, he He in good shape for
what? That's a muscular skeleton right now. That what, dead.
Dog? He been swole since before I've been alive. Like, what? Folks like, yeah, in the 80s, man, he was ripped. 2019, still out here pumping iron. Like, what?
In the 80s, he type of guy to slap a girl in the ass. You just look and be like, my bad.
He like she look at you like, what? What I'm supposed to do? Like, hold the fuck. Like, you ain't gonna say nothing? Why you want me to die? Like, he hit you. That's your problem.
He smacked me because of your fault. Now, I'm gonna look crazy.
Right. Dog, man, that's crazy. Now, look, they see this video. Like, uh-huh, you see this shit? See this shit? Right now, he's still eating some drop kicks. I'll be 6 feet under way back then fucking with you. Like. All right, but the next little beef encounter, man, and I feel bad, but I'm proud at the same time, man.
What?
Because we need short niggas like this in the world. The baby. Because Kinsley, this is your generation. you tell us what's going on with the baby.
So the baby, he was just shopping in the mall, and some dude came up talking about, he a bitch, you a bitch, something like that. So the baby, he started recording too, and they came up to him talking about, go buy your shit. And then dude swung on him. The camera started shaking. All you hear is them. Next video, you know, the baby up, the dude on the ground, his pants off, blood on his face, talk about, stop trying me, I did this shit, dolo, solo, he just beat his ass.
And what bad is, like, baby just clean, like, you know, like the whole new video, you thought, like, they probably squashed shit, nope, but hey.
I'm talking about petty times 10, recording this man, getting up, pants, hey, I ain't gonna lie, that pants down look kind of sus. I was like, hey, man, what happened in that scene? Like, my leg got pretty violent and stuff.
I was like, hold up. He taking disrespectful to a whole other level.
Damn, but at least he said, pull your pants up, bitch. I was like, that's a real nigga right there. He handled business. He handled that. But, and we all see the video. You knew he was going to lose because how you going to talk shit but trip over something talking shit?
How you
shit?
Backing up talking shit, bro? Nah, man, you got to hold your ground. But what's funny is, cause apparently, that dude been testing the baby for the longest. Like, so he had it coming to him.
Hey, a great man. The baby once quoted, I'll smack the shit out of nigga. No talking. I don't like to argue with niggas. Hey, he proved his fact. That's the third video I
did shit before his music came out. Like, did he have any music came out when he shot a dude in Walmart?
Yeah, because that was recent. That was like last year around like winter time, wasn't it?
I don't know. I just remember. When I heard it, I was like, who is this dude?
Yeah. It was one he did at Walmart. I seen the one he fighting. I seen another one where he was arguing with dude. He just like, I forgot where it was. He just slapped that man in the middle of the argument. Like, just like, shut up.
Y'all seen the one with him and his security guard?
No, I didn't see that. What happened?
I think something happened, but him and his security guard just jumping on somebody. I think they almost put him in a coma.
But
he ain't taking no
shit. Not playing with that man.
Yeah, hey, listen. He done prove himself by this.
Let me give you his attributes, because again, y'all not getting it. He's short, so he got that short man complex, so he ready to go. He already got anger, so again, short temper, short man, short temper. We see he got hands, and he dark skin. Leave that man alone, bro. Listen, you treat him like a wild animal. You let him be. Don't talk to him. Don't touch him.
Don't feed him.
Let that man live, bro. And then, like, today, I seen he's performing. And, like, the video started, dude already looked like he got punched or pushed or something. Then again,
the baby get off stage, slap him again. Dude, got back on stage and started rapping.
Came to mwah, like, he falling off stage, and I'm like, dog.
And then I'm like, the baby a real nigga. Like, that's somebody I would want to try up at all. Like,
there's one thing we talk about. Oh, he ain't real. I need proof because he showed me time and time again. Hey, listen, he backs up the shit. Listen, the song Suge.
Yeah, that's
the type of nigga you got to be to say Suge. Cause he said he a young CEO Suge. There's a lot of CEOs you could have said. Could have said Jay-Z. Could have said Russell Simmons. Okay, had to do a quick little interruption, quick little commercial break. But going back to it, man, the baby, not to be messed with. And like with the song Shug, the fact that he used CEO, like that CEO out of everybody could have been said Dre, he could have said Jay-Z, he could have said so many other people. He said Shug. That's how you know he different.
Yeah. Yeah, should kill people.
Come on, man. No, and known for it, too. Like,
should kill people, man.
But there needs to be a young, a next generation Hall of Fame just off of, not even, like, the music, but just off of you doing real shit.
That's slim,
like, standing by. What I'm saying, like, to me, you got to throw Future in there. Because everything he be saying, listen, even if we don't know, I believe it.
I'm throwing Gucci, man.
Gucci's in the...
He influenced a lot of hip-hop, dog.
He is in the... And, like...
Again, I don't at me on nothing. Chief Keef will have to go in there.
Oh, yeah. He started a lot of stuff, yeah. Too.
He, listen, a lot of people say he low-key started this new wave of music.
And he again, started this new wave of dreadlocks. I'm like, didn't want nobody rocking dreadlocks.
Dog, everybody. Faze,
dreadlocks. Even Kenzie, my man Ken, trying to get some dreads all of a sudden.
I'm talking about my hair out, too. I'm like, bruh. It's crazy. But see, I'm doing what he, yo, at one point, it seemed like junior or senior year, every time I heard, he get out of jail just to get locked back up again for some other charges. Like, oh, he was over here? Cool, we got to arrest him for some shit over here.
Y'all remember that little JoJo Chief Keef V?
I wasn't too big on that part. Yeah. Who was that? No, I think
I remember Lil Reese, wasn't it? Like a beef?
No, Lil Reese be hanging out with Chief Keef. I was gonna say, Lil JoJo, they have made a diss song to like BDK. And then, next day you know, he was riding on his bike or something, he got shot.
Yeah, listen, they don't play over Chicago. Like, listen, that's when they was really calling Chicago Chi-Rat. Like, yo, hey, you get seen, we're dropping you. Just no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
And he didn't get charged for nothing. Conspiracy.
That's what money do. Like, I can get my bill right now.
That's what fear does. So like, listen, GK was out here shooting at police, and people know about it. He was like, all right. It probably went a little bit later. He got arrested on some other shit, like having the guns. Dude let off whole rounds over down the block, but anybody won't say nothing. That's fear.
I'm scared to go down there, too.
Facts. I'm still scared to go to home. Chicago for that reason.
I've been to Chicago. I stayed there for a month.
Yeah. Oh, did you walk down Chi-Rat?
Huh? I didn't walk down.
Did you go to Old Block? What was it? You go to Old Block?
No, I didn't go to Old Block.
Exactly. Exactly.
But I was. It wasn't dangerous, but I was close. I was close. I walked down the street.
Hold on. See, okay, let's dissect that. He said it was dangerous. I mean, it was dangerous. And he walked down a block. I mean, he walked down blocks.
I ain't walked down Old Block, but I walked down a couple blocks.
You gotta be brave yourself walk down Old Block by your suckers. I ain't gonna lie. Nigga robbed me for my shoes broad day. Like, I'ma cry. I be like, man, these niggas told me about this shit, man.
Broad day. Listen, they need to say Fort Wayne at nighttime. Nah. Yo, I want them shits now. Take them bitches off. I don't care who around.
But I was gonna say, where I was at, we wasn't allowed to play in the front yard. We only had to play in the backyard.
I said, no, ain't no front yard playing.
Hey, what y'all doing? No, that's how you get shot. Go to the back. You like your stuff, right? All right, go to the back, man.
Yeah, you can't get shot in the front yard.
Dog. Yeah, hopefully they clean it up. And I heard not all parts of Chicago are bad, too, so. And I heard, like, they got amazing pizza.
I heard that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, the deep dish pizza is amazing.
I really want to try it.
You know what? I think, don't we got a restaurant down out of Whittlesea?
Yeah, it's called Old Chicago, but you really had to go to Chicago to get that Chicago pizza.
Oh, okay, that's weird how the North actually got something good for once.
Yeah, man, and that thing, you ain't got that fear in your body, like.
Yeah, I see, man, you scared, but that pizza gonna humble you.
Like, hey, okay, you know what? I can take a bullet for this pizza right here. That and Harold's, I heard, was really good.
Harold's, what's that?
Harold's Chicken.
Oh, they got good chicken?
I heard, like, that shit supposed to be, like, the bomb.
Some northern people inside say that chicken the bomb. They get out here and be like,
God, what is this heaven like?
Exactly. I don't listen to no chicken because can't nobody fry chicken better than the South. I don't know what nobody said.
That should be, we might need to cut this part, but that might need to be a show where you get southern food lovers. Again, people always say the South got the best cooking, but there's certain spots like in New York pizza, Chicago deep dish. Give me, like, what like, you know, they got spots that are not South, but they're famous for. But we need to get, like, a Southern person perspective of it.
To be honest, that's the ain't number man versus food. He went to everybody's restaurant, got fat, eating everybody's food. He went to unknown places. That just because he be like, had a little pocket, he was like, I think the closest he came here was, it wasn't Atlanta, but it was, I think, was it May? Oh, it can't be Macon he got close to. Whatever, it was somewhere close he got. He got real close to here and stuff. So we got pretty good food, too, but...
I was going to say, you know why I watched? They brought in different grandmas and had cooking contests.
That was fire.
I watched that.
Quick heads up, Shelly did have to leave. But, yeah, I just want to give a quick heads up. She had to leave. Yeah, so that's why you ain't going to hear her for the rest
y'all
of the podcast.
Y'all try my auntie fried chicken. Boy, you want to tell my auntie got some good ass chicken. She got chicken, man. You want to kiss on her lips. That's how... Bro, but I said I literally almost busted a tear eating that chicken. I said, wait a minute. I beat that shit. I said, wait a minute. You put your whole foot in this
shit.
That
changed the whole mood, bro. You wasn't even really like feeling hungry. You like, bro, I don't know what you did and put in this food, but it'll change my whole mood around. Like, I'm cool now.
I'm ready to get settled down to get married eating this chicken, but I said, damn. She live in Mississippi, though. Dang. So I said, bro, I'm going to Mississippi just to eat her food. But I said, but that shit was good.
That'd be worth, man, like when your family member don't want to cook, but you want to cook. Like, especially like at Thanksgiving, you got that one auntie that knows she's going to throw down on the mac and cheese. She like, I ain't feel like making it this year. Like, nah, it ain't even like, that's not an option. You can't give me this good food and expect 1 year me to go without it. Nah, fam.
See, that's your fault for starting shit. You should have started.
Hey, what you need? I got you. I'm going to go to the store. But, exactly. You know, by 7 o'clock, I need this shit on my plate. Like,
it's 7 o'clock. It needs to be done. I ain't even playing.
Duh. All right. Because it wasn't a busy week, as you can clearly tell. Freeform podcast. But then we do got to talk about NBA. So, we are finally at the finals. And... so far, my prediction is correct for the finals. I said it was going to be Golden State versus the Raptors. What do y'all have for who's winning it and how many games?
Warriors winning it in 5 games.
Okay.
I'm saying say but Warriors game 4. I don't want them to win, but game 4.
The 6-6. I'm calling it now. Raptors in 6.
Who is stopping Stephen Curry?
Bro, who know who's gonna really dead ass guard Klay Thompson, bro? Like, and KD.
No, that's what I'm banking on. KD coming back.
He already out for game 1.
Yeah, but I think. Well, let me not make predictions because last time I did that, Portland got swept. Like the nigga didn't even give me a game. So let me not even say that.
Well, I'm going on damn for money, man.
I'm so glad I ain't been no money. But, no, I think KD coming. I feel like the only way Golden State wins is KD doesn't come back.
Damn, you think KD gonna mess up the team like that?
No, I feel like KD come back, they sweeping the Raptors.
No.
I think
I think KD is fucking up their chemistry. If he comes back now. Because they're playing like the old Golden State. Mm-hmm. And the thing that made Golden State so dangerous is that they're a new style San Antonio Spurs. To where they're going to pass up a good shot to get a better shot. And the difference is instead of them going for like a long two or a layup or dunk, them niggas is shooting threes. So they're going to run that shit up. But Toronto's been, like I said last time, Toronto is a really great team already. Because again, you look at last year. Then the one person seen to disrupt Golden State is Kawhi, which is on that same team. Mm-hmm. And correct me if I'm wrong, who is their big man now?
You talking about the Raptors?
No, for Golden State. Like, I know Cousin is there, but he's not playing right now, right?
They got Bogut, and they switch between him and Looney. And then sometimes, you know, they go small. So Bogut and Looney switch out.
I think, yeah. With this lineup, with KD out, with DeMarcus not in, I think this is where you end up having, because again, this is pretty much like the majority of the team is that same 2015 team. And with that, you go back to their old issue with them being small, down low in the paint. Excuse me. I think Raptors got kills down there, but I'm pretty sure, like with Kawhi, them super hands he got, mm-hmm. they snag it down all the rebounds.
Oh yeah, I believe Kwan, he gonna get some nasty rebounds now. Like, especially like I said, Golden State, that's a little team, so he gonna get him some good rebounds. But he just said, you know, Golden State, they just a scoring team, so I just feel like they're gonna outscore.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think, cause again, we always said that Curry got bad ankles, and I'm not wishing this on him, but it's always been every playoff run. He has an injury in the playoffs. That's not happened yet. I hope it don't. I'm gonna be honest with you, I hope it don't.
He dropping 30 a game on Kyle Lowry.
He's dropping 30?
30 a game on Kyle Lowry.
Jeez. I ain't gonna lie, yeah. Kyle Lowry, that is a little dude. So I can't even see who he's gonna be even guarding. Like,
who, Kyle?
If it ain't Stephen Curry, and the only thing, can Kyle Curry even keep up with that Stephen Curry like that?
Kyle Lowry, no.
That boy Curry be weaving through picks, boy. Like,
that's what I'm saying. It's like, he gonna
he too big to the, and too slow.
He gonna come down to picks. The fact that, like, yeah, that man Kyle's gonna leave Curry open every time. He ain't not gonna keep up. He ain't gonna. I'm not wishing bad on him, but I just feel like he might lose him a lot of times and stuff. Like,
I think Kawhi pushes the tempo, get everybody like on board, and kind of gets the ball rolling for Toronto, and then. With that and the pressure, again, them not having nobody really for real down low. And if you do throw like a KD or DeMarcus Cousins, that interrupts the rhythm they have now. So, I don't know. I've been calling it for the longest. I think Toronto wins it. But even still, let's take a second step back. How great does this now make LeBron? Because let's think about it. Toronto has been an amazing team. And the first year, LeBron is not in the East. Them niggas make it to the finals.
But you got
to
think about it. They had DeMar DeRozan at the time. This is a different Raptors team. They traded maybe a top 25 player for a top 5 player. That's a bit different.
Yeah, I was saying, that's something serious. Because this ain't a regular player. They done picked up.
Like, they picked up a top 5 player. They traded a top 25. Sorry, DeMar's a great player, but
okay,
so Kawhi's a different beast. Kawhi's a true superstar. DeMar is just an aggressive scorer.
So let me ask you this.
He's not making the All-Star team in the West.
Let me ask you this then. So let's say Toronto wins the finals this year.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, they make it back, but they're facing LeBron and the Lakers. LeBron beats that Kawhi and the Toronto Raptors. What does that say for his career?
Are you talking about Kawhi?
No, for LeBron. Because now you got you got proof that, listen, this man has literally shut down this team. He's the reason that they did not get no further and prevented him from winning the ring.
I was going to say, LeBron's legacy is already solidified, but it just added more rings to his already messed up record at the finals. So.
I ain't like how you just said that. Like, you just trying to talk shit about him.
Like, I ain't trying to talk shit, but I don't know. It's like, his playing style from this year against Kawhi Leonard, it's like, I don't know, man. He'll get his points here and there, but I don't think they'll really be able to take that. His play style, LeBron play style now. Like, it's not as aggressive as he was back then.
See, I think he plays smart now. Like, again, he's a longevity type player, so he's going to... You're not going to see his full effort unless he absolutely has to and whatnot.
But isn't the difference between being a smart player and just having the instinct to play, though? Like, your actual instincts on what to do instead of just being a smart player?
What you mean?
Because we can tell a lot of times where, you know, LeBron tried to be a smart player, a lot of, like, for example, final scoring moments and all that stuff, instead of being an instinctive player, he tried to be a smart player. Sometimes he did win the game with that smart play, or he might have blew it. Getting a smart player, giving an open pass, blew the shot. And he could have drove it and won it like that instead of being an instinctive. So it's like, I don't know, this situation's like, I see that, I don't know, Kwan more of a, I don't know what he is. This is a robot.
He's
like,
an android. That's what he is.
Kwan is, he calculates all around, everything. Know what's going on. He got instincts and smart. So it's like,
but see,
Kwan had to come with it if he going to play.
I want to have that conversation of like, why do we. We always cherish people that have high IQs when it comes to basketball until it gets to those final moments. Like,
so they always praise the killer instincts instead of the smart play?
And see, yeah, because my thing is, we always celebrate Jordan and Kobe for having killer instincts, and like that's what separates them from so many people. But in the same token, I would say Carmelo and Westbrook have killer instincts, but they ain't really done nothing for them.
I wouldn't even say Westbrook. I said Carmelo, yes. Westbrook.
No, Westbrook definitely has.
Westbrook definitely got that killer.
I don't even feel like even they even have got him far enough for even his killer instincts. Carmelo got way further than his killer instincts than Westbrook did and stuff.
At least Westbrook got MVP, though.
Yeah, you right. Wait, how many Carmelo got?
None.
Huh.
He got
none. No. Nigga, that nigga LeBron was smoking. Right,
he was in the league when there was a prime D-Wade, prime LeBron, prime Kobe. Had they had Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett. They had all these players.
I ain't gonna lie. That was a whisper.
I know you didn't put Paul Pierce in that conversation. I know you didn't.
We can't sleep on Paul Pierce. Okay?
No, you can't, but not back then.
Right. Through the 2000s?
Bruh.
I'm not passing anything.
The nigga was not making noise until 2010. Are you serious? Paul, if it wasn't for Danny Granger getting hurt, there would like I ain't gonna say there would be no Paul George, but we don't know that the development is the same.
Wait, hold on, we talking about Paul George or Paul Pierce?
What you say?
I said Paul Pierce.
I just said Paul George.
Yeah, I was on the way to him. I thought you were knocking Paul Pierce. Like, damn, bro, really?
I said Paul Pierce.
I'm tripping.
I thought you were trying to say he
has. No, I was gonna say even with the Lakers when you talk about bro, LeBron, the Lakers.
He has to make a prediction.
The Lakers don't have a right team. Like, to me, I don't like LeBron's play style because it's just like he slows down the pace. He does everything himself. So I think with LeBron, he has to be the point guard, and they just got to put shoes around him. So they need to basically trade all their point guards because, like, when he was on the Cavs would make me mad because, like,
They had potential, but
the way LeBron plays, like, look at Golden State, then look at LeBron. LeBron just do whatever he want. He balls hogs to me. He doesn't pass the ball.
Oh, hold on.
He doesn't pass the ball.
He was tripping.
Right, he doesn't.
He was hurt.
Look at Stephen Curry. Look at Stephen Curry I played. He would give up the good shot to pass off to Clay or somebody else.
The Cavs, though, they were doing the same thing. I ain't gonna lie. It's like that team put him in that position. It's like, I ain't gonna lie. The times that he did ball haul and people been wild on him, but at times he did decide to play actual team ball with him, the team let him down and stuff. Like, they weren't making no noise. And he had so much potential on that team. And they weren't making no noise around him and stuff.
Here's the thing. LeBron has always been known as a pass-first player. A pass-first player to where, again, people hurt. Like, they use that against him, again, for i.e. not having that killer instinct. But, like Devin said, like, yo, if there's plenty of times LeBron has made, again, like, that smart decision to where, hey, if you make the shot, that's an amazing pass. That's a, I ain't gonna say half, that's like a top 10 pass of the season or whatever.
Mm.
His people just never finished the job. That's why, honestly, I think you do a Clay LeBron team up, I think we start talking about greatest duels of all time. I think that combination goes in that conversation.
To be honest, my next step, I think, is coming triple threat. AD, Kyrie, LeBron, triple threat coming y'all way.
Boy, what?
Because now you got a pure score, and then you got a nasty rebound down there. So you already know that's exactly what LeBron going to need. And Kyrie can shoot at times. Yeah. He can shoot. So it's like he going to have his pure score and his rebounder right there.
Let me tell you right now. Let that happen. Fam, on 2K or live, whatever game I get, that is the team I am running with. Oh, I'm going to bring it back to 2K14 on you, but all I did was grab a rebound. Alley, you dunked on people. What? I would hope that. But they say, is it true? Because, like, at the time, we're recording this on a Tuesday, did he actually, like, get signed, AD?
I don't think he actually signed
to LA. Because I've heard talk that what happened.
I think it's confirmed that he's going over there, but he ain't actually signed.
Nah, he can't go to LA until, if he wants to sign there, he can't sign there until he either gets traded or he waits a year. He got 1 year left on his contract.
Okay, that's the deal I saw.
No deal has got guaranteed yet to me.
I thought so. It was like, they got the exact idea of what they're going to do and stuff, who they're going
to
trade for.
But the Pelicans say they don't want to trade with Lakers. So I kind of don't see that happening.
To be honest, I think most likely Lakers might just outbuy them and just they going to do it anyway.
But the thing is, though, that was before they got the number one draft pick. So now you keep an AD so you can have leverage to get you a star. Because, again, now with AD gone, you're back in rebuilding mode. So you use AD as leverage to get, like, a future star, a future draft pick or whatever to help build up your team. But now that they got the first round pick, you will get potentially a Zion or whoever you go with. And now, okay, now I need pieces around me. So guess what? Let me go ahead and get rid of AD who don't want to be here. Let me get the Brandon Ingram, Lonzo, KCP, and now, okay, we're in rebuilding mode.
I ain't gonna lie, yeah. I forgot he just showed this and he didn't want to be there. That's crazy. Huh. Yo, some people be like, I don't want to even be here right now. Like, so, that's like a class, the middle teacher. I don't want to be here right now, man.
I didn't even call on you. Need you to answer that question. Be honest with me, I don't want to be here. So, like, you can go ahead and call somebody else. Like,
if next year AD playing with the Pelicans, I feel like he's walking every play. Like, he just walking it, rebound.
Like, I think he'll still play, but
it's going to be less effort.
Oh, let the coach talk to that man. But I don't want to be here.
I feel like that effort is going to be so slim and stuff. He's going to be playing, but it's going to be some slim effort out there and stuff.
Yeah. So, going back to it, you got, Devin, you got a sweep.
No, wait, I don't even say sweep. I think they got one game. Wait, is it game four now? I thought it was three games of sweep.
No, four games is sweep.
Four games is sweep now?
Yeah.
When they boosted up? I thought it was three.
They did boost it up.
Are you sure?
Yeah, yes. My nigga, like, that shit been like, that's like probably 1999 shit.
Really? I could have sworn it was three, but. Well, in that case, game five then. Okay, I'm crevice a game five Golden State then.
Five. Kenzie, you said five.
Yeah, Warriors. I said five.
I'm going for Toronto and six. Anything else we need to talk about?
I don't know.
Kenzie, what's the YouTube channel looking like?
It's coming soon, but, you know, since I picked up the other job, I've been slacking, so I got to pick up.
I got you. Been grinding heavy, streaming on Facebook, Prince_Isaac. IGAC, that, again, the goal is 100 followers before August. Time stamped up now, need all support. Devin, are you doing any type of YouTube or stuff like that?
No, but hey, if y'all ever want me to join along with some of the gaming stuff, I play some kind of dope games if y'all want to see it and stuff.
I play every game too, y'all hit me
stop
up.
Yeah,
y'all
play 2K. You play 2K, that's it, bro.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to see you get badges all day, nigga.
I'm open to play any game. So
let me tell you about Kevin, man. So me, our boy Vontae, playing Fortnite. This is when, like, I first started playing Fortnite. Kevin all the time, man, y'all let me on. I'll play with y'all. Cool, we get on. Maybe a game or two. Next thing you know, all right, man, I got to get off. What? Two games. Maybe, like, not even 5 minutes. I'm like, for real, Kenley? And he did, like, three times. Like, you know, we didn't even call that man no more.
Because at that time, I was bad at the game. But
everybody was. It's too late now because everybody pros.
Yeah.
But speaking of which, though, Dauntless. Supposed to be a Monster Hunter type game. Free to play, cross-platform. Devin, you downloading it?
Yeah, I'm see what he's talking about, yeah.
Kensley.
I'm definitely going to download when I get home.
Are you going to play it, though? Because you'll download it and just be like, hey, man, I don't even play it no more.
Yes, I'm going to play for it. When I have the time, I will play for it. Y'all just have to wake me up. Y'all know I'll be asleep.
Fast. Yeah. All right, I think that's it. We got no time. I appreciate everybody for stopping by listening. Again, leave a like, follow, subscribe, share it, all that good stuff. Again, this is Views from Millennials, where we giving you insight on our life and we give you outlooks on today's topics. Without further ado, we wish you a good day.